We're visiting the town of Clover, the, of course, the town with love in its name. Sam Long helps us, informs us, that is, to letting us know all of the events that are taking place in the town of Clover. And good morning to you, Sam.
Good morning.
Sorry, I've got tongue-tied this morning. Okay. I apologize. We were having a very spirited conversation before the microphones.
That's my fault. I did that.
That was full of a lot of emotion and laughing.
Yes.
Laughter, that is. All right, so Sam, what is happening in the town of Clover? Because I see a lot of events happening over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, so this Saturday we are kicking off. We were supposed to kick off our Farmers Market series in May. Unfortunately, the first one got rained out. So this June event is our kickoff event. So this Saturday morning we will have our first farmers market. That is 8 to 12. We will also have a pop-up and shop happening on Main Street. That is 10 to 2. So lots of exciting things happening there. We'll have live music, vendors, food trucks. So come out, get some local produce from vendors, and then hit up our local businesses.
And this happens the first Saturday of every month.
Yes.
Now through
October. We are taking July off because July 4th is the first Saturday, and we have a different event that day. So we have May and then August, September, October for farmers markets. Also this Saturday, we have a 5K happening at New Center Park. That is hosted by Greater Things Ministry, which is a nonprofit organization that supports a lot of different things in York County. They are a huge sponsor of the Clover School District's Back to School Bash, though. They provide book bags and shoes for any child in our Clover School District that has a need. So they are doing a 5K this Saturday, and all of the proceeds will go to support local things that they do, including our Back to School Bash. 5K is registration is still open for that. The weather looks like it's going to be great this Saturday. No rain, it looks like, on Saturday. So if you want to start your morning out with a 5K, you can do that at the park and then head over to the farmer's market and check out what's going on there.
I'll see what you did there. Yeah. I like that for sure.
Park
once and you don't have to move your car again, especially with gas prices so expensive.
That's right.
A little bit goes a long way. So just park it once and just enjoy the day right there in the town of Clover for sure.
Yes.
Okay, so beyond this weekend,
next Thursday, we have our next Food Truck Thursday. We have moved our Food Truck Thursday events to New Center Park. We've had two already, April and May. We've had a wonderful turnout at both of those. So we have food trucks, live music. In June, we'll have DJ Big Woo, which is a favorite of ours in Clover. He always is a wonderful time. So he'll be there next Thursday night. We'll have some food trucks. The splash pad will be on, so the kids can come play on the playground, play in the splash pad. So it's just a fun night for the community to come out, get a different option for food, or bring your own. There's been lots of families who are picnicking, which is cool to see too, coming out and enjoying the music and the splash pad, but bringing their own food. So that's an option as well. And then we also will have Gallery 120's opening reception next Thursday. So the current exhibit, or the upcoming exhibit, I should say, is When Imagination Meets Creation. And that will open next Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Lauren Building on Main Street.
And that's Thursday, June the 11th.
Correct.
For those playing along at home. And I'm glad you mentioned the splash pad, because I know when we were still in the drought status, a lot of municipalities did not turn their splash pads on, rightfully so.
Yep.
But I think we've received a lot of rain, and we're given somewhat the okay for municipalities to turn the water back on and let the kids dance around in it.
Yes. So the splash pad is officially on. The splash pad is open every day. Public hours are 10 to 12, 1 to 3, and 4 to 6. So it's on for 2 hours and then takes a 1 hour break. So it's open to the public any of those hours. And then it is rented. You can rent it for birthday parties, summer parties, anything like that, in the evenings from 6:30 to 8:30. So the evening hours are typically for private events. But that is one of the perks of move-in Food Truck Thursday to the park, is that now families have at least one evening option a month to enjoy the splash pad for parents who may work late, or whatever, so they can enjoy that.
Kids will get in the water no matter what time of the day it is.
Something
hits different when it's late at night, where they can be in the water and eat food while they're soaking wet, get in the car and go home.
That's right.
And if they have a pool there, they can go swimming again or just go straight to bed.
That's
what summer's all about.
That's
the best.
It is.
And then you become an adult, and then it just hits different. It just hits different. It doesn't have the same feeling. And I'm an optimistic, right, positive guy, but it just doesn't.
Yeah. No.
We have responsibilities that we have, right, to do. But that's, as a kid, right, enjoy it. So that's great,
right,
for sure.
That's right.
We're speaking with Sam Long. She's with the town of Fort Mill. She's just giving us a rundown of all of the fun activities we can do in the month of June and beyond. Okay, Sam, what else is on the to-do list?
So this Friday, June 5th, we will have a blood drive. So that will be at Town Hall. That is from 10 to 3. You can sign up in advance, or you can just show up the day of. So if you have a few extra minutes and would like to, you can swing by Town Hall on Friday from 10 to 3. And then headed towards more of the end of the month, Roosevelt Community Watch will be hosting their 7th annual Juneteenth celebration. So that will kick off on Friday evening from 6:30 to 9:30 in the parking lot of Boyd's Tire and Appliance. So that's right on Main Street. And then on Saturday, they will have their event from 5 to 9 at Roosevelt Community Park. So they'll have music, food trucks, lots of fun and exciting things going on. They're a nonprofit organization in our area who do wonderful things in our community, including events. So this is a special event that will be happening. That'll be June 19th and June 20th.
Perfect. And then I'm going to wrap up with an event that's happening on Saturday, June the 20th. It looks like the Clover Police Department's having an e-bike safety and education day.
Yes. So speaking of summertime and fun things to do, this is just a time for children and parents to come out, bring kiddos e-bikes to the police department. They are going to just go over safety rules, regulations, what kiddos can and cannot do. You can bring your bike with you. They can take a look at it to give it a once over and make sure that the bike is good to go. So parents do not have to come. Parents are encouraged to come. But yes, they will have educational presentations, I think, at 9, 10, and 11 a.m. So there'll be three different times. And like I said, that'll be right at the police department. So yeah, that's a great opportunity. We have lots of kiddos in town. E-bikes are all the rave right now. So lots of kiddos enjoying summer on their bike. So it's just an extra layer of safety for the kids.
Well, Trent Ferris, of course, is a member of the York County Sheriff's Office. I know this event is put on by the Clover Police Department, but they all work with each other. And Trent, to Sam's point, the e-bike fad
craze
is not going away anytime soon. Kids do love it.
Yeah.
And I love the description here from the Clover Police Department. They said many bicycles marked as e-bikes may not actually meet the legal definition of an e-bike under state law. Oh. So bring your bike in let them be able to do it. But the more knowledge we have about safety, wearing that helmet, and understanding the rules of the road, it can't go wrong. So this is a free event. This is fantastic. It is Saturday, June the 20th, there at the police department again at 9, 10, and 11. If you're not sure, bring everything with you. Let them educate you. That's what they do best. But this is fantastic, Sam. This is a great way to make sure that kids enjoy the summer safely.